Welcome everybody to the episode today. I'm your host Shane Ripley with Mountain Crypto. Today we really have what I think is a lot of value that we are going to present to you on the Bitcoin ATM. I've done a lot of research on this actually myself, and I think there's a lot of opportunity in owning a Bitcoin ATM. And we're going to go really in depth in this. I actually have some handouts and stuff that I will put at the, I'll put a lot of links at the bottom of the YouTube channel. So just go to my YouTube channel and go to Mountain Crypto. I'll be the first guy in a cowboy hat that pops up, or actually there'll be a picture of a Bitcoin machine, and get all those links to pretty much everything I'm talking about today. And then if you go to our website, mountaincrypto.net, you will be able to email me, and I will actually send you the Word documents and spreadsheets if you are interested in pursuing this. I've done a lot of the footwork for you. So with that, before we get into it, I want to thank all of my subscribers on the podcast and on the YouTube, and those that tune in on the Facebook. I typically do the live stream on Facebook because the video quality just ends up being better, and I'm able to share it quite quickly. For those on the podcast, yes, I will try to verbalize as much as I can, but you will want to follow up and look at the visuals and possibly get the downloads and stuff like that. My disclaimer is I am not a financial advisor. I'm not an advisor of any type. Today, there will be implications that are legal for your state, legal federally. There's tax implications, all sorts of things. I'm not advising you on all of these. These are just examples of what I've been looking at, some of the research that I've done. Please do your own research and get the proper advice from the proper people. Just use this as some information to start your trek or to add to what you've already done. Also, if you go to our YouTube, I'm going to do my plugs now, of course. I do have a link for anybody that hasn't started with Coinbase. We appreciate the support. We've got a link for Ledger Nano. And then on our website, we have items for techie people and stuff, Bitcoin lovers and cryptocurrency lovers on our little affiliate links and such. So please check those out. We appreciate your support. We will do a SkyCoin drawing at the end of this. I didn't set it up, so it might take a minute or two. I'll do it at the very, very end. So if you're done getting the information and you're not interested in the SkyCoin giveaway, then you can go ahead and tune out. So let's get right into it. I was looking into, for several weeks, just delving into Bitcoin and Bitcoin ATMs, that is, and cryptocurrency ATMs. I did a lot of research. I found some wonderful sites that gave me a lot of information. I made tons and tons of phone calls. I reached out to lots of people, to attorneys, to consulting agencies and companies, to the state here in California on the money transfer requirements and such like that. And I've built some spreadsheets based on all the numbers that I've extrapolated and the things that you would need to get started in your own ATM machine. It's not really an ATM machine. It's actually more like a Bitcoin vending machine. So, but it's called a Bitcoin ATM. So let's get right into it. You can see on the page that I have here, there is a picture of the Genesis coin. This is a company that is right here in San Diego. It's a pretty smart-looking machine. They come in all different styles and versions and things like that. You can look at a lot of different websites to find out, what interests you as far as the machine. But the machine is just such a small part of it. Let me just make sure I got my podcast going. Yes, I do. Okay. The machine is just such a small part of it. Here at Bitcoin's website, 99bitcoins.com, they have an article here on a beginner's guide to operating your own Bitcoin ATM. And they talk about the growth. There's been a lot of growth. I think right now the market's down. I would think this is affecting the market a little bit negatively, but yet the companies, and there's many of them that are building these, are showing a lot of growth. Here's the manufacturers, all of the Bitcoin manufacturers that are making these machines. I zeroed in on two particular companies. There was some reviews done on the companies, and these top four are the ones that are recommended from these people who have reviewed them: Genesis Coin, General Bytes, Lamassu, and BitAccess. Because Lamassu being in the country that it is, the shipping seemed up there pretty high, so I didn't deal with that one. This one is really affordable, but I like the look more of the BitAccess and the Genesis Coin when I looked at it. You can look at it because they're always updating. So these, what I'm telling you could change. Genesis Coin is located here in San Diego, so that was nice, but it is a higher price. BitAccess has a lot of wonderful features and things like that. They're based out of Canada, so you will have to pay some shipping and stuff like that. So you can go to the map and find out where Bitcoin machines already are. BitAccess, like I said, they did have a pretty good unit. There's two types of units, basically. There's the one-way and the two-way unit. The one-way unit allows you to just sell Bitcoin. So when you think about that, you're going to have to go get the cash and then go have a way of getting more Bitcoin to the machine. We'll talk about how that all works. The two-way will also allow your customers to sell the Bitcoin. So if you're in a really, you know, good location, you'll be getting some Bitcoin back into your machine, loaded back. And the cash and stuff will go back and forth. Primarily, just for the record, most people are reporting that the Bitcoin machines end up giving more sales of Bitcoin than those who... anyway, I guess I'm saying that wrong. More people come to your machine and buy Bitcoin than people who come to your machine and sell the Bitcoin. Okay? So if it's a... If people panic and come to sell, then that could change what you would receive in cash as opposed to what you would sell in Bitcoin. So these machines here, you can see, vary from $6,000 to $8,000. They had a really nice two-way machine for about $8,000 that I was, it was really on the top of my list. Also, Genesis had a two-way machine that you could get for about $10,000 with everything that I wanted on it. So let's look at this website a little bit more. There's some of the manufacturers. You can click on all those. Man, there's just so much information. You cannot just buy this machine and set it up. There's so much that you have to do. The compliance is pretty big. They have this AML compliance. You have to register this with FinCEN, which is a federal agency. You have to find out what your state requires. Your state could be a deal breaker depending on what state you're at. I understand New York has gotten really tough, and the fees can be incredible with the state regulatory requirement. So that is definitely a cost factor and really even a risk factor. So like in California, if they are going to regulate you, I mean, it could be the difference of you being in business and being out of business. It really makes it where only a guy that's got hundreds of thousands of dollars could possibly get into this business and start. So they tell you to register as a money service business with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, which is FinCEN. And basically, what you do when you register there, you can do it online, you can do it yourself, or you can have a service to help you register that way. But it's all about, you know, money laundering and things like that. That's what they're trying to stop. So... As long as your transactions are under $10,000, you should be able to register as a on a low level, and we'll talk about what that is. But there's a lower level where you don't have to report, and you can set your machine up where it doesn't make these big transactions, so that you can stay on, you know, on the lower level of the requirements that are needed to operate this Bitcoin cryptocurrency ATM. You need to develop a anti-laundering AML program. You have to have policies and procedures. You have to have a compliance officer. It has to be audited once a year by a third party. There's a lot of record keeping. Now, you can pay services to do this. You can pay services to set you up so that you do it yourself. But the auditing, the third-party auditing, there, I couldn't find any way out of that. So you're going to have to do that. We'll look at the expenses and what that cost. We'll talk in detail of what that involves. So there's their conclusion. You can look at that article. I will, like I said, I will take the time and put a bunch of these links into the description of the YouTube at the very, very bottom. You'll have to scroll all the way through all my other things. Block on Nomi or Onomi, however you say that. You can go here to this website. It's blockonomi.com and look up Bitcoin-ATMS, and it will take you to this page that talks about these machines, Bitcoin ATMs, and they're very popular. If you can find a high traffic area where the rents are not too ridiculous, this is where you want to go. This is what you want. People are putting them in malls, gas stations, different places. So use your creativity. It might behoove you to, you know, especially if you're talking to the state entities about the money transferring registration and license or whatever you want to call it. You probably want to call this a Bitcoin vending machine or a Bitcoin kiosk, because ATM is linked to a bank account, and this is not linked to a bank account. This is not linked to a bank account, so it really doesn't fall under the same jurisdiction and standards. And honestly, if it does, then a lot of people are going to be put out of business because it's just too expensive. They make it where only the banks can get in there. You can go to coinradar.com. Now, coinatmradar.com, this is the website that you are going to spend a lot of time on. We'll go there and take a look at it. They have a roadmap for you of where to get them, how to use the whole thing, how to buy and sell these, all sorts of good information, how to start a Bitcoin ATM business. I've done a ton of research on this and printed a ton of resources. I'll show you what I created right here. Let me just get this camera up. Why is it not coming up? There we go. All right. So what I've created is a three-ring binder right here. And in this binder, it took me a lot of work to get to it, but I have a page here. Let's see. You don't need to see all the information. You just need to know how it's set up. I have the startup costs. I have the one-year outlook and cost. And then I have the second year cost, and then also my profitability factors. Then my cats are going crazy. Then what I have is a section on my funding. For me, I was looking into using my 401k or my IRA. So there is a company, KKOS Lawyers. They offer a service where you can borrow against your 401k and pay yourself interest. It's about 7%. And they set that up, and you can borrow up to half your 401k. And depending on how long it is you're going to retire, is how long you can split up the payments. And there's calculators online that you can go to figure out what your payments would be based on how many months you make it and paying yourself the minimum interest. One of the things is, if you're going to run a ATM, Bitcoin kiosk, vending machine, what have you, you're going to want to have an LLC. Now, I'm not giving you advice, legal advice, but you know, you'll want to talk to your attorney and find out, you know, what you want to have, if you want to have like a S corp or an LLC. Most people starting off small are getting LLC. Now, there is fees if you decide to set up in Wyoming, which is very favorable for cryptocurrency. And my belief was I would set up my LLC in Wyoming, and you would need a registered agent, and they pay for you to be able to register your LLC in that state, and it's $125 a year. It's actually $99 for the first year right now. If you want this company, which is with the KKOS Lawyers, I have the information. She can actually set up your LLC for you as well. It's $400 to $450 plus state fees. Now, the other thing you want to do is your company maintenance compliance. Once you get an LLC, you will need to do maintenance. There's minutes that have to be done in, quarterlies and things like that. If you're not familiar with an LLC, you may need someone to walk you through that. I believe they have $99 for the first year, and then it's $100 a year after that. And they just send you the paperwork, and then you fill it out and go on. I have a section on regulatory, which a lot of this information came off of the Bitcoin ATM radar website that I told you. And then I have a section on compliance for the state, and we'll talk about that. I printed some information on revenue and cost of running an ATM, so I could kind of go down and look at the different costs and things like that I would be experiencing. Liquidity is important because you need to have cash, and you need to have money to buy the Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency and things like that. So liquidity is very important. It needs to be evaluated how you're going to do that, whether you're going to get on an exchange, whether you're going to load it with your own Bitcoin, or whether you are going to do what they call mirroring. And mirroring was what I favored, and we'll talk about that. And then finally, you have to decide what machine you want. And then you need to have legal. There's legal services that you are probably going to need. And then you are going to want to talk about space rents and things like that. So these are just how I set up my three-ring binder to get me going and start, you know, extrapolating information from the website and really build a plan of sorts to be doing that. So let's get back and look at this. So they actually give you this checklist. We talked about that. You saw how I set mine up. Now, that's a lot of information that I have in this three-ring binder. It's taken me a long time to go over this and read it and try to come up with what I felt was a good understanding of what I was looking at. You're going to need bank relations. You're going to need to find a good location. Some of the locations they recommend, pizza is 12% of ATMs, Bitcoin ATMs are located there. Cafes, gelatos, 9%. Companies, offices, things like that. Shopping malls, 7%. Supermarkets and delis, 6%. So high traffic areas, this is what you're going to want to look at. You want to try to get rents as low as you want, as low as you can. In fact, if you can get the people to let you have the machine there, like on a trial basis for $100 or something a month, and then tell them that, you know, if it looks good, you'll double it. And then if it looks even good again, you'll triple it to $300 a month or something, you know. You can try to structure it like that, or they may want a percentage. Most Bitcoin ATM machine owners, it seems, are trying to give a monthly fee. Okay? But it's up to you how you structure that. Okay? And you'll just want to use like a basic rental agreement, and you can modify that to your ATM machine. And those, you can find those, you can actually look up basic Bitcoin ATM rental agreement here on this website. I may not try to find it, but if we bump into it, we'll look at it. So here's the top four that they recommended after their research. Genesis Coin, 7,000 to 15,000. General Bytes, Lamassu, BitAccess. They said the machines are 7,000. The ones I was interested were more like 8. So they say the cheapest is General Bytes at the time this was written. But just do your research and see what works. Volume and fee size. So yeah, when you're the machines, you have options for the machines. You can load these with Bitcoin. And in that case, you know, I hated that idea because, you know, now you take all the risk. And if the price, you know, if the price goes up, if you're a genius and you can buy Bitcoin and load your own machine and the price goes up, or if you have stockpiled Bitcoin yourself and the price goes up and you want to sell it, sure, go ahead, load it with your own Bitcoin. But if the price drops, then you're going to be losing money big time. So I did not like that idea. If you use an exchange where they're just really buying off the exchange, and I understand you can set the machine up that way, you are asking for more compliance because now you are really becoming in, and not legal advice, but you are becoming in the eyes of certain states a money transfer. That is going to put you in a whole nother league that's going to cost you. You're going to have full-time employees, basically, in my opinion, and the fees are thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, okay? So if you're just getting started, that's probably not going to be something you want to trigger. So don't use an exchange. I wouldn't do it. And remember, what the state says today may not be what happens tomorrow. So regulation is still being ironed out on a state-by-state basis. So what else? Drawing a little blank here. So we were talking about compliance. We're talking about, how to load your machine. So the technique that I found that I liked was called mirroring. So mirroring, what that does is it creates what they call a hot wallet of sorts. And you would have your money with, say, we'll say Coinbase, okay? But you can do it on other exchanges. We'll support merchant services. You would have, say, $10,000 with Coinbase in USD, and it would be set up through your business account, and they would understand what's going on here. And a customer would come up to the Bitcoin machine, and they would put in the order, and that order would trigger your hot wallet to buy the Bitcoin. It would pull up the price, and then they would have so much seconds to make the buy at that price, and that would lock you in at that price. So when they buy it, then in your markup is included. The software in the computer figures your markup, which actually is very high. It's 5 to some guys charging 12% and higher. The average, I think, is about 6% or so of the markup, which you need because there's a lot of cost in this business. So you do need a bigger markup. Some businesses charge 8%, I heard. Very successful Bitcoin businesses charging 8%. So you have to have it because of the cost of exchange and the cost of, and we'll go into that in great detail. So let's continue to look at this list here. So that's one thing you want to take into consideration is how you're going to get the Bitcoin on your machine. I suggest the mirroring with the hot wallet technique, and I'll give you some links for that too. You can see here that they've done a little bit of figuring here. It takes about 6 months with advertising to really find out what you're going to make. I've heard 3 months. You should start seen a big boost in the amount of people that come to your Bitcoin machine. But if you put in a good location, you know, the average monthly, they say here that it brings in is 30,000. So remember, you're only going to be getting a percentage of that. They said the average Bitcoin ATM fees here are 5.5 to 7.5 to buy. And then also for selling, there is a fee to sell. So those fees, you would get, you know, a percentage of that. So this is back around, when did they do this? It's, you know, 2017 article. So it's not super, super current, but it gives you something to go by. Customer support. So when you buy the machine, you need to find out, you know, if it breaks or whatever, what kind of customer support. Is it 1 year? How much do you pay for it after that? You know, things like that are important to do research on as well. So, all right. Revenue and costs of running a Bitcoin ATM. Let's look at this. This is a good article. I have this one also in my book, and I use this to do a lot of my research. The fees that they come up with here are scary high. I've actually come up with some much lower numbers, but let's take a look at it. How much can you expect to make? Legal costs of a Bitcoin, cost of the ATM hardware, the rent, cash collection and exchange services, liquidity, that's the cash you need to buy and sell the Bitcoin, customer support, costs associated with the manufacturer of the machine, customized branding, campaign, sales volume, other cost. So you can see here the cost of starting the ATM business. You have to register with FinCEN. You may need a lawyer. We'll talk about that. I actually have a lot of information here. I'm going to save you a ton of time and give you some good resources. Registration at the state level, we talked about. Lawyer costs, AML, KYC, know your customer, you know, your anti-money laundering laws. Required approvals, you know, there's licenses, business license, maintaining policies, who's the compliance officer, who does the annual audits? All of these things are something you will have to look at and put in your plan. Purchase price, producer, delivery cost, installation, software setup, all those things could be a factor. Maybe you can do them yourself. Maybe you have to pay someone. That's something you have to make a decision about. Rent. What is the rents? What kind of location? Is there a revenue split or is it just a rent? Can you get them to keep it for their, you know, at no cost? You may want to tell the people that you're talking to about the Bitcoin. I start off right by saying, hey, have you heard of Bitcoin? Have you heard of cryptocurrency? They say, yeah, I heard it's down. Well, guess what? It's really hot and the Bitcoin ATMs are really popular and people that put them in their business establishments are noticing up to 30% increase in foot traffic. And there's an article on this site here that cites that. And you could, you know, you could make a brochure and quote that and talk to them about, you know, well, wouldn't that be good if you had sales increase and increased foot traffic? That's free advertising that for their business. So that's a plus. Cash collection and exchange services. So you may not want to go collect the money yourself. You know, collecting money is dangerous. You know, do you have some sort of security training? Do you have a license to carry a gun? Or, you know, do you have a partner to go stand back a ways and you know, maybe video what's going on? Are you bold enough to go move this kind of money every day? And if you do, you know, how will you do it? Are you going to show up at the same time every day so that a bad guy can easily victimize you? Are you going to pay hefty fees for someone to go pick up the money, you know, and you have to trust that they do it honestly? So that's a question you need to ask. I was going to just take it all on myself, you know, to keep the funds down, keep the cost down at first. Liquidity, we talked about that. You will need money. You will need money to buy Bitcoin, especially if you have a two-way machine. You'll need money in the Bitcoin and you'll need cash in the machine. Customer support. What is it going to cost? A dedicated phone. You know, when you have this Bitcoin machine, does the machine maker offer a support phone number? Is there a cost for that? Are you going to put your number there and be available to help with customer support? You can't just leave people hanging, or they're going to be very dissatisfied, and the word is going to spread quickly, and you're going to lose business. This is going to take dedication. It isn't just set the machine, kick back, and make tons of money. It doesn't work like that. Layout and customization of branding. Are you going to do your own advertising? What kind are you going to do? Are you going to have custom software that advertises, you know, your particular brand of Bitcoin? Is that included? Is it something you can do? Is it something you're going to have to pay to have done? Again, more advertising. You can register at BitcoinATMRadar.com, your machine. I don't think they charge for a basic listing. They may have services for, you know, better recognition and listing that costs money, I would imagine, if you look at it. Okay? Sales volume. So, you know, you're going to have to guess until you get the first machine out there. But once you get it out there, if you can make it through that initial startup and start getting some numbers, then you will have numbers to work with, and you can start to find out what's working, what doesn't work, how you need to load your machines, if you need to raise your prices. All these different things have to come into play, and you have to be prepared to deal with those. A lot of other costs, which we'll talk about some of those. You're going to insure your machine for vandalism. You're going to need liability insurance. The owner's going to want to make sure they're not responsible for the machine. So you will need to prove to them that you have a sufficient amount of insurance, because they don't want to be liable. Legal costs. This is where it can get pretty expensive. Legal costs typically run $200 to on up to as high as you can think of for attorneys. You look here and you'll see that the FinCEN operator may need to develop a compliance. They're quoting cost of $1,000 to $10,000 here. I've got some pretty reasonable options here. They have the AML, anti-money laundering, and know your customer program drafted. That could be, you know, $20,000 to $25,000. Maintaining compliance annually can cost $5,000 to $8,000. Independent audit can be $10,000. The application costs for the state, if they said that it could be $500 to $1,000 or more. California is like $5,000. Bonds can cost you several hundred dollars a month. $500 to $5,000 for a bond, if a bond is required. Ongoing compliance review can be $80,000 to $100,000, because you could have to hire someone outside depending on the state. There's other legal costs that you're going to have to deal with, you know, having a compliance officer. You can actually be the compliance officer if you're just a one-member LLC, or it's just you and your wife. You can actually designate, you know, your wife as a compliance officer and keep the cost down that way. Hardware cost. This is the machine. You know, again, $6,000 to $15,000 just for one. Shipping cost, $500 to $1,000. I think that's actually kind of low. It could cost much more than that depending on where you sent. So they said that the Lamassu machine delivered from Portugal reported shipping costs as much as 30% as the price of the machine. So keep an eye on that. Machine cost, installation could be $2,000 to $3,000. ATM costs and hardware usually $10,000 to $15,000. Rent payments. It says $300 to $700. I easily found people in kiosks that wanted $2,000 to $3,000 here in San Diego, California. Cash collecting services, $200 to $500, $40 to $50 a month for the transfer of the money. You've got all sorts of costs here. Liquidity. They say you should have like 50-50%, you know, anywhere from $15,000 to $35,000 in liquidity, I was going to do with a bare bones minimum and be changing my machine money out every day for a while until I could get my liquidity up, because I wasn't able to have that much money available for the plan. What else? Manufacturer costs, if you want some sort of services. So some of them actually take a transaction a fee. Genesis takes 1%. Bit Access takes 20% from earned fees volume. That's kind of high. I don't remember seeing that before. Yeah, that's crazy. I don't remember them doing that. That kind of makes them not look so desirable now. layout customization, got your branding. Again, the sales volume. I was reading that some people only make 10 grand, bring in 10 grand a month total. So you're getting, you know, say 5% of that, maybe 6, maybe 8, whatever you decide to charge. And then, you know, the 1% is going to the machine company. You got a couple percent going to the exchange. You know, your bank, if you go into the bank all the time with cash or whatnot, they're going to be charging you a percentage for deposits on that because of business services. Average transaction sizes are anywhere from $100 to $500. The buy-sell ratio, most people usually are buying about 80% and the sell is 20, but it ranges depending on the market. So that's something you'll need to look at. Transaction numbers, hopefully you'll have at least an average of 130 or more. So there's kind of your layout. You know, there's a lot of other costs too that pop up, like we talked about insurance and things like this. I'm gonna just take a swig of coffee here. All right, so let's see what else we have here. Here is an article on Bitcoin liquidity providers. You may want to actually have a service that provides liquidity. I think it's more expensive. It doesn't seem really worth it. But if you have several machines, this might be something you want to do. You can spread the liquidity across several machines. And that way, if you have one machine that's doing really good, the pros are you don't have as much risk, but the cons are, you know, you're going to be spending more money. This article, again, is at coinatmradar.com, so you can look at that and see if that's something you want to do. Oops, keep hitting the wrong button here. Liquidity and doing just Bitcoin, I think, is a bad idea. There's how it works right there. Very expensive. Here's an example of a company that is doing it. Other liquidity providers. I like the mirroring. I really think that's the best option. Risks of running an ATM. The exchange rate. Counterparty. You know, if you use your own Bitcoin stock, if you go through a mirroring exchange, I would not do through my own stock. Too expensive. Exchanges opens you up to another level of compliance. You don't want to do that. It's too expensive. The mirroring is really the way to do it. You get a hot wallet, and it's really, really simple. So here's the mirroring details on the exchange. Again, you could do both these, you could do them interchangeably, right? So if you have Bitcoin, you just put them here on your hot wallet, and there they are. You think the market's going to go up, so you're going to make money. But basically, the user initiates the Bitcoin purchase at the machine. The ATM gets access to the hot wallet, sends the BT address provided by the user. The ATM via API connection sends a signal to the exchange, where the operator already has an amount open in fiat liquidity ready to be used for trades. The Bitcoins are bought on the market. It happens almost simultaneously and guarantees the price is fixed at the moment of the purchase of the ATM. Once the purchase is done, the Bitcoins are sent from the exchange to the hot wallet of the operator, which would be you, and then it exchanges to however the purchaser wants to purchase the Bitcoins. So if they want to just put their phone on there and scan it in, or if they want a paper wallet and your machine will print out that for them, they can do that as well. I wouldn't recommend doing a paper wallet. All right, so that's the way it is. It's a little more expensive. The fees will be, I'm reading, 1-2%, depending on what company you use. I was looking into using, Coinbase and Coinbase Pro, going with that service to set up a hot wallet. Okay. All right, so we'll take a look at here. Vending machine insurance. I did some research on that. You can do that yourself. These would be considered a vending machine. If you try to get them insured as an ATM, you're going to spend a lot more money. So I would recommend insuring them as a, well, I don't recommend anything, but that's how I was going to do it. You make your own decision. Here's the Genesis Bitcoin ATMs. You can see, let's see what's down the page here. I haven't scrolled this in a while. There we go. Yeah, this tricky little guy here. They got the two-way. Again, the two-way is going to allow your customer to buy or sell the Bitcoin. Now, the optional fingerprint reader, I think this was about $2,200 added on to the cost. Not a bad idea if you're going to be accepting the bigger transactions and not knowing what the compliance will be. If it's a smaller transaction, you can set this machine up the way you want. There are some recommendations that are out there. You can look at those and see. If it's just $100 or $200, some people just will allow a phone number to be used as identification. If it's going to be, thousands of dollars, I would recommend that you do better know your customer. They would scan their driver's license in there, or perhaps even a fingerprint for even a higher volume. So that's something you'll have to, consult with your legal. I was going to look at this Genesis one here, was one of my other top choices here. They have a two-way, one-way or two-way model with 21-inch. It's got a bill validator. It's got a barcode scanner, thermal printer, EMV card reader, high definition camera, optional fingerprint reader, $2,100, electric locking system, all of this stuff for I guess it would be almost $9,000 with the fingerprint reader. So that was what I was going to get. I think I calculated in $8,000 for it, but I wasn't calculating the fingerprint reader, but I would add that to it. Okay. So there you go. Shipping, I wasn't going to need shipping. So shipping costs included to the U.S. only. So that's nice if you're in the U.S. They are going to include the shipping. I think this would be a good first one to get. And if you're making money, why, this is definitely an impressive looking machine. Would be great in a kiosk or a really high traffic area, maybe an airport or something like that, or maybe a college campus. I don't know. You'll have to figure that out yourself. Let's go back and look at the Bit Access ones, which I was surprised that article said that they charge 20% fee. So check with these websites and make sure what kind of fee they want that they're scalping off of you. And I think a lot of people like the other brand, the Lemur, or I forget the name of it, the one out of Portugal, because I don't think they do any scalping. Once you buy the machine, that's it. It's yours. The bad part is the shipping, but maybe they've changed their policy. Here's the models that they have. Got an entry level here. It holds 1,000 notes. Total capacity, 1,070 notes. They've got a two-way. You can do a one-way or two-way with either one of these. And there's your prices, $6,000 and $8,000. So that's pretty cool. Looks like you can get maybe the software only. So I don't know what that is, but okay. So that is kind of the overall rundown. Now what we're going to do is I'm going to show you what I've created in my own adventures here, what I've done. Okay, let me see. Can I just open this by itself? A little bigger. Don't need that. Shoot, thought I could. There. Let me close. Let me make this bigger. Okay, bigger. Let me get rid of this. All right, here we go, guys. Okay, so if you want a copy of this, just go to my website, mountaincrypto.net, and fill out your email. I think there's a place where you can leave a message. Let me know that you want this stuff, and as I have time, I'll send it to you, okay? ATM startup. Again, I was looking at a loan from a 401k. Actually, it had been rolled over to an IRA. I also had a little 403b, just a tiny one that I had, and I was going to roll that over into my IRA and then take the loan. The KKOS lawyers were going to charge me to set that up $500. You might be able to do it through the website of who is holding your account, but it didn't find Fidelity's website to be real free and easy of understanding how to do that. So they don't seem to accommodate that. They seem to accommodate rollovers into their account, but not to anyone else's. So those are issues you will have to work out. I did figure, you know, business cards and maybe a few brochures, business cards just to hand out at meetups and different events that I would go to, brochures to hand out to potential areas where I would place the machine to kind of promote why they would want one. And so Vistaprint was the company. You can go to Vistaprint online, very affordable business cards. LLC maintenance. So we talked about the maintenance. Once you have an LLC, you need to maintain it, have the minutes every month, and so on. Now, for all that legal that is set up, all of the legal, you're talking about setting up your KYC, your anti-money laundering, all of those things. I found two main people who do that. One was Becky Lloyd. You can see her email right there. She was going to get me a basic setup, not including any fees or anything, for what I need for $500. There was a very detailed, in-depth program from another company, which we'll talk about, that was $5,000. Very elaborate training program and all these other things that were included. But I think for a beginning, you could definitely get by with the program from Becky Lloyd, who is in a law office. Okay. To set up your LLC, if you want to pay an attorney to do it, you can pay up to $500 per state, or you can go to LegalZoom.com, and the basic is like $150. You're going to do more of the footwork. They're going to give you the very basics, enough to get you started. They have other packages that I think go up to $200, $350, whatever. City license. Once you get your legal entity set up, you may want to get a fictitious name first, and that's going to cost you maybe $100 to $150 or more. City license. I really don't know what they are. They used to be only $50, but I've heard that a lot of cities are getting, you know, very, very greedy and wanting a ton of money for business license. It takes too much of their time, and they want more money. You're going to want a website for your ATM, GoDaddy. I looked at one, seemed to have what I wanted for about $250 a year. State fees for your LLC. First year in California is $800 plus a $100 filing fee for a total of $900. Wyoming, The yearly fees are only $25, and the initial filing fee is $100 for $125. That was what I was looking at. I was going to set up a LLC in Wyoming and then have it registered in California, which means you still have to pay all the fees California wants. Legal compliance, again, we talked about that. Register with FinCEN, AML compliance in place, MSB if required, KYC, AMC policy. The range depends on what you want. Bit AML was up to 5,000, a basic program from Jennifer's law office there was $500, and I thought that was sufficient to get started. You will need an independent audit every year. That is going to be through Bit AML. They will do that for you as a third party for $5,500 was the quote I got. If you have more machines, I'm sure it costs more. That was just for, you know, a small one machine type deal. Hot wallet mirror service is going to cost about 1-2% of your transactions. You banking services, you're going to need a bank for your business. You're going to want to make sure they're Bitcoin friendly, and you'll probably need at least a couple hundred dollars to open the account. You could have fees for making deposits in a bank with a business account. If you make over so many deposits, if you're in there every day, they may charge you a fee. It could be up to 2%. California state regulation for Bitcoin ATM or vending machine. Per February 4th, 2019, they do not regulate it. If you apply for a, I can't remember what it's called now, but it's, no compliance or no, hopefully I'll stumble across it. If you apply for not being a money transfer because it's not tied into banking, they will just send you an email or you will make a phone call and they will tell you that they are not regulating a Bitcoin ATM at this time. So that could change. And then if it does, you're going to have to follow that regulation. It's going to be very expensive. Rents varied. I had a friend at the gym mall in San Diego. We were talking about $300 a month. Kiosks that I called for in San Diego ran between $2,000 and $3,000 a month. The units I was looking at varied between $6,000 and $15,000. We talked about that. Some of these fees, depending on what unit I bought, were not going to be an option. They weren't going to be something I had to have. Insurance for vandalism and liability. This is something, you know, we don't want to have our machine hauled off and then we have nothing. We don't want the place where we're renting for our ATM machine to be, for our Bitcoin machine to be. We don't want them to feel like they're going to be liable. So those run from my online quotes from $500 to $1,500. I think the $500 is not really a very good fee. I average that out in the spreadsheet that I will show you next. Reserve funds, minimum $3,500 to $10,000 per machine. So the above is an example only. It is not advice. Okay. So let's look at our spreadsheet. We'll go into that. I actually created two tabs here. The first year tab. See if I can increase the size a little bit for you. Make it a little bit more legible for those that are getting the visuals. First year startup. My loan was going to cost me $500. My cards, see the low was like bare minimum. This is the bare minimum to get started. You can see the cost all tabulated there. Cards and brochures from $0 to $200. LLC maintenance $99 to $150. LLC setup $150 to $500. City license, fictitious name, website, state LLC fees, compliance setup, bank account, deposit fees, rent for 3 months. I went with rent for 3 months because I really wanted to just do this and really analyze if it was going to be worth it or if it was something I needed to pull out of or to be able to project if I was going to be able to buy a second machine. And we'll talk about why a second machine would be probably a better idea if you are going to go into this. Bitcoin unit, insurance, exchange fee. So my low total for just one machine that I came up with was $12,849. My high fee was $25,799. That made my midpoint at $19,324. So in reality, you know, when you go as cheap as you can, it's never as cheap as you think. It always is more. So that's why I did both and came up with a midpoint. The goal was to try to stay closer to the low, of course. But the medium was to just kind of put a little bit of reality into the picture so that I could see, you know, what's really going to be more realistic. Things don't always go as you planned. Second year, this is probably going to be the one you guys are going to want to see. I based all this on the information that we went over that I had extrapolated. The LLC cost, this is second year cost. So the first year obviously costs more, and the second year is costing less. So what are we going to make after all these expenses? Doesn't include reoccurring fees or yearly rents. I only go 3 months. So on a monthly, I come up with, the expense is going to be about $700 a month. If I figure out the 3 months, then I go up to $768 a month. That's my expense. So if my earnings, and these are the estimates that I got, I'm very conservative of what I would actually be bringing into the machine. So $1,500 was like a machine that brings in, you know, a lower amount, say $10,000 total. And then the $10,000 could be a machine that brings in like $30,000 of sales and also higher fees. So the earnings could range after these expenses anywhere from $732 a month to $9,232 a month. So I'm figuring it's much more on the lower side, especially when you're first starting, because you're not going to just go in and all of a sudden there's just going to be tons of people in line buying. So you probably might even be lucky to hit this low one here. So then I just did a quick extrapolation of what about two machines. This is also going to increase a lot of the other costs, which I didn't put in there for insurance, rents, cash on hand, things like that. But just to give me kind of a ballpark, what would happen? So if the monthly machine was making this much or this much, then the earnings would be this much or this much. So the low was $1,982 a month, and the high was over $18,000 a month. So those were the numbers I came up with. It certainly is looking a lot safer from a low of 732 to a high of 1982 for two machines, because the expenses are not going to double for two machines. The initial is, but remember, we're talking about the second year of money. The initial outlay for the first year is going to go way up, right? Because you're going to add that extra machine, another $10,000 or so. So it's something to think about. So I hope this helps you make a decision, helps you think about what your costs are going to be, and will help you on your quest if this is something you're looking into, or it will make you think that maybe your money would be better in something else. So in the end, when I looked at buying one machine, I kind of thought that with the market down like it is, that my numbers were not as strong as I would hope they would be. Even though the market seems very positive and it looks like there's a lot of money to be made, I personally thought that the $700 a month wasn't worth all the risk and all the outlay, that if I were 3 months into it and my numbers were wrong or I weren't making that, it would be very quickly wipe out that $700 a month. When you look at all those expenses and all that outlay, it looked pretty risky to me, and I thought, you know, there's just better places for me to put my money if I were to put my money out. But I can see if somebody really wants to put in a big investment, and buy more machines, I think that and place them very, very well. If you have a lot of business savvy, then this could be something for you. But for the average person, you know, boy, I tell you, it's pretty risky, I think, overall. But there's a big reward possibility too. It could really go either way. But I've decided to hold off for right now and look at other things that I want to do. So that's pretty much everything about the Bitcoin ATM. I am going to do the drawing. I did neglect to put the site up. So everybody on the podcast, I'm going to say thank you to everybody on the podcast. Goodbye. And check this out on YouTube.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.